President Bush recently named a commission to investigate pre-war U.S. intelligence on Iraq, specifically whether Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. The president, who cited those weapons as a rationale for the war, initially resisted such an investigation. Commentator David Frum, a former Bush White House speechwriter, says the president deserves some credit for appointing the panel.
There's no pleasing some people. Critics of President Bush's decision to overthrow Saddam Hussein have been demanding an investigation of that decision. The president has agreed. He named a distinguished panel of intelligence experts, led by Judge Lawrence Silberman, a former ambassador to Yugoslavia, and Chuck Robb, a former Democratic senator from Virginia. Was the complaining loud before? It is louder now. What do the critics want? An investigation led by Michael Moore, the movie maker who called the president a deserter? And yet, there are serious questions about the defects in U.S. intelligence concerning Middle Eastern terrorism. U.S. intelligence consistently underestimated Iraq's nuclear weapons programs in the 1980s. We only learned how close Iraq had come to a bomb after Iraq was forced to open itself up to U.S. inspection as a condition of armistice after the first Gulf War in 1991. U.S. intelligence likewise missed Iraq's biological weapons program. We only learned about that program by accident in 1995, when Saddam Hussein's son-in-law defected to Jordan. While we're at it, can we please notice that U.S. intelligence has just been caught underestimating the Iranian nuclear program? And how, by the way, did Pakistani scientists get away with running their own freelance nuclear proliferation program year after year? There is also a gap between what the president's critics say they want U.S. intelligence to do and what they would allow it to do. For years, the FBI was hampered by congressional rules that forbade it to monitor goings-on inside radical mosques on U.S. soil, or even to read the websites of radical Muslim groups. Then, in the mid-1990s, the FBI's masters at the Justice Department made things worse. They adopted rules forbidding counterterrorism intelligence agents to so much as talk to prosecutors working on counterterrorism cases. Only the Patriot Act abolished these restrictions. I don't mean to go on, but only to say that over many years, and under both Republican and Democratic administrations, the United States has suffered intelligence failures so bad as almost to defy explanation. These failures present urgent questions that must be answered. And in my view, the failure to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq may be the least serious of these failures. Everyone professes to be pleased that Saddam Hussein's tyranny has at last ended. And at least this time, we erred in the direction of action, not complacency. So yes, let's get to the bottom of all of this. Let's try to figure out why U.S. intelligence has so often failed to detect the dangers around us. Let's ask Judge Silberman and Senator Robb to find out how our intelligence agencies can better contribute to the nation's defense and to the defeat of terrorism and terror states. And let's give them a chance to do their jobs before we criticize them. Meanwhile, for those who think we live in a world where the only threat to America comes from the White House, I have a message. Michael Moore has some paperbacks to sell you.
The comments of David Frum, co-author of the new book, An End to Evil, How to Win the War on Terror.